Westlock. Following a recent spate of vandalism and thefts from its power poles in the Fawcett area, the Wild Rose Rural Electrification Association, RAE, is offering an unprecedented $10,000 reward for information that directly relates to the successful prosecution and conviction of the perpetrators. Wild Rose RAE CEO Stuart Fox Robinson said August 30 that in all his years he never thought I'd be calling the newspaper to offer a $10,000 reward to try and catch someone who's cutting down transformer poles, but following consultation with the board of directors, they've taken this extraordinary step as the recent incidents pose not only a significant danger to the public, but will cost the association roughly $30,000 to $40,000. In a release, Fox Robinson noted they received two separate calls from landowners that they had driven by their idled, non-used, electrical distribution poles and found that they had been cut down with a chainsaw. And since they were idled sites, and not visited frequently, they don't have a specific date, but have narrowed it down to July. Since those initial reports, Fox Robinson said they've confirmed two more to bring the total to four. These weren't energized lines, so the people who are doing this know the industry a little bit or they're getting extremely lucky, said Fox Robinson. To be honest, I have a genuine concern that my staff are going to get called out at 2 a.m. for a service call and find someone with a chainsaw and bolt cutters who've electrocuted themselves or somebody else. Fox Robinson said the thieves are targeting the poles to scavenge the components for sale, although, if they're getting a couple of $100 from what they're stealing, I'd really be surprised. The RAE isn't the only area business that's been targeted by criminals who've stolen everything from copper wire to catalytic converters from vehicles. The amount of work they're putting in to make a few $100 is astonishing, but the damage is in the tens of thousands of dollars, he said. The reason we've put up a $10,000 reward is that this person is either going to hurt themselves, or they're going to hurt a member of the public. And we're talking about what could be a very significant injury, or potentially death. If anyone has any information about these crimes and wants to cash in on the reward, Fox Robinson encourages them to contact the RAE at 780-349-3655. Beyond, Fox Robinson said the Westlock RCMP have opened a file and people can also contact them at 780-349-4492. Theft is not new, but the damage that's caused in the background is what ends up costing everyone, Fox Robinson added. Somebody knows who's doing this, so maybe someone will be willing to talk about it for a reward. And maybe even the potential reward will stop someone from doing it again. Westlock RCMP Detachment Acting Commander Corporal Riley Sutherland said August 31st, they always welcome any kind of assistance when it comes to solving crimes and have no issue with the RAE offering a reward. If that's what it takes to assist to move the investigation forward and they're willing to do that, we're willing to take the information they receive, said Sutherland. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.